I have Matt Hardy here with me. We're going to be talking about the TLC years. You have a big live show coming up Friday, April 4th at the Sheraton Philadelphia downtown. You
That's right.
and John Alba are going to be looking back on some of your TLC matches. How'd you guys arrive on this topic? Because obviously it's WrestleMania weekend. You have a lot of WrestleMania moments. But what made you guys want to look back at TLC specifically?
I think the TLC concept, tables, ladders, and chairs, being something that really put all of us on the map, myself, my brother, Edge, Christian, and the Dudleys, and it being WrestleMania, it just seemed like the perfect topic because not only do we have WrestleMania 16, which is the triangle ladder match, we also have WrestleMania 17, TLC 2, which a lot of people really consider the best TLC out of the trilogy, more or less. So we felt like that was a very fitting topic. And I love doing these live stage shows. We love to be very interactive with our audience. We love the Q&As that are there. And I take a lot of pride in like trying to open up and be as transparent as I possibly can be, especially in these things. And like, I'm really excited to share some very fun behind the scenes stories that I've never shared before, in the past. I think that's part of the magic of the podcast when I kind of delve deep into details that I've never really exposed before. Those things are always fun to get into and give people different insight, a different perspective to look at things.
I mentioned a lot of WrestleMania moments. I had the number before and now I'm blanking. You had 11 matches, if I have that correct.
I would have to go through, let me see.
There's 2000, 17, 18, 19, 22, 23. Maybe I'm estimating higher, but the most, or not the most recent, but WrestleMania 33. That pop was huge. I mean, people still talk about it to this day. Can you make, like, I don't know if there is a comparison to make, but we're talking about TLC, and then I was there for 33. Which one had more of a left more of an impression on you? Like, which one surprised you more? Because obviously TLC and the earlier WrestleManias, those were about the matches, those were about the relationships you have with those two other teams. But 33 was something completely different. It was, we're back, we still, we still have it. They remember who we are, like all that sort of stuff. Which one had the more surprising reaction?
I mean, the 33 is a moment, that return at WrestleMania 33 after we got so hot doing the Broken Universe and I was doing Broken Matt and Jeff was doing Brother Nero. I mean, that the magic, that was a surreal moment. I mean, it was so exhilarating and intoxicating in so many ways. Like the legitimacy of surprise was there in the venue. Like there were some people that speculated we were there, but no one knew we were going to be there. And we already had such an insane weekend already, signing a couple of days at WrestleCon. We worked the Lucha Bros on Friday night. We wrestled the Young Bucks in a 30-minute ladder match the night before. And I don't think a lot of people legitimately thought we were going to show up and be there. But once we did it and we came out, especially to me, one of the most surreal things was just seeing the crowd, and I can see it in slow motion in my head, just go, delete, delete, delete. Something that was started on TNA, which people, or just like, oh, if you go to TNA, nothing really happens or whatever. Like we tried to do all that we could to be as creative and think out of the box. And we were lucky because we stumbled upon something that ended up working and it got over very, very quickly. And it was amazing how viral the whole delete chant became, and to see tens of thousands of people doing that when we made our surprise return to WWE was just an overwhelming feeling of emotion. And still, whenever I think about that moment in my mind, it's not a vivid memory like some mem you have some memories that are just very vivid. It's just like you can see them crystal clear. Every time I like revisit this moment, it's almost like there's fuzz around the outside, like it's a dream sequence. It almost feels like a dream that you had that was actually part of your reality. So it was a very surreal moment. WrestleMania 33, that return, that moment was so special. I also remember when we went out for TLC 2, Michael Hayes said to me, he said, you don't get to have a lot of these moments where you're wrestling in front of a big crowd like that. He said, so don't take it for granted. He said, like, take in this entire moment as you walk down the entrance. And if you look back at that footage, you can look at me, and I think there's a look on my face, and I do that. I like look to the left, I look to the right, and I am trying to take in that moment, because you never know how many of those you're guaranteed in a pro wrestling career. You know, it can be over tomorrow. You know, you can be injured and you can never wrestle again, you know, or it can just be the end of your run. So we've been very blessed and very gifted with so many special moments. I mean, WrestleMania 16 was a big deal for us, just because the triangle ladder match, whenever we went out to wrestle that night, they told six guys who were making their WrestleMania debut on the card. Right, we did a battle royal the year before, but like whenever we were on the card and we were going out in that slot, they said, "We know you guys have 24 minutes, but you've got a lot of crazy stuff in mind." They said, "Time is not an issue. Take all the time you want. Don't worry about time. Take all the time you want. We have plenty of time for the main event." Considering they told six guys debuting on WrestleMania, "Take all the time you want," was insane. Looking back at it in hindsight, so that was cool. TLC 2, obviously very special. WrestleMania 19, where I wrestled Rey Mysterio in a singles match, that was really cool that I got to wrestle Rey, someone that I love, someone that I loved as I was becoming a fan doing the indies too. WrestleMania 25, me versus Jeff, that was a special moment. Those Money in the Bank matches were always cool. Whenever I returned to WrestleMania 24 to take out MVP, that was a very cool moment. But the WrestleMania 33, it kind of supersedes everything, because it was just the perfect combination of surprise and also just exhilaration, you know, because it was just so exciting, and people legit didn't know if it was going to happen or not, and most people didn't know. It took a lot of people by surprise. So that's where the magic really happens in pro wrestling, in my opinion.
Two things that I like, you're talking about how vividly you remember it. Two things that I remember. The first one, when it actually happened, like I was on the concourse and you hear like the music kick in, like the duh, 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 and there's people running out of the men's bathroom. And I see like guys doing the juke with soap still on their hands because they were like, oh my, like could not believe it. And then the other thing is what you also said, like there was talk. And there, it was a crazy weekend. Like I was at Supercard. You guys did the tailgate, I think that day. And it was like, you weren't hidden. Like you were doing your own thing. And it was still like, when it happened, it was just like, you know, it just all came together and it just, it was magic. I still remember like, you know, being there in the crowd, like, this is incredible. Like, you know, not only, hey, the Hardys are back, but you also, you know, you had a match right after that. I think some people forget it wasn't just, you know, coming down the ramp and that was it. And, you had a pretty, you know, pretty compelling match right after that too.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really special, and just the craziness behind all of it, like showing up at the venue, you know, 30 minutes before your match starts, and then, you know, talking to the team one last time as you go over it, and then like running up these flights of stairs, and you get in gorilla, and it was very overwhelming right from the jump. You know, sitting in front of us was John Cena and Hunter and Shawn Michaels and Vince McMahon, you know, Michael Hayes, and these guys we haven't seen in years, right? You know, and you're like saying hello to them, and then you're getting ready to walk out through the curtain, and it was just it was a really, really special time, something that I'm just so grateful we were gifted with being able to receive.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a current run in AEW. I want to talk about that a little bit. You've been kind of open as far as your contract coming up. You said, you know, you're just kind of waiting to see how things play out. And I know a couple times on the podcast, you've mentioned value, and that kind of stuck with me. And there was another time, you and Jeff mentioned being creatively frustrated, just wanting to help out. I'm kind of summarizing it. I would encourage people to go back, listen to the full episode, or I will say we did a pretty good job of recapping that entire quote on WrestleZone if you want to read it. But I would say go listen to what Matt and Jeff say. But I'm going to say you're in contract negotiations, or you know, you're sort of entering that phase.
Yeah,
What are
I'm in contract negotiations currently.
okay? So I just, you know, for to be fair, but What are you looking for as far as things that make you want to resign? Because you mentioned value, you mentioned how you're used in the company. You want to be used the right way, but are there any other intangibles or any other variables that, make you want to come back to AEW?
I mean, well, I haven't left AEW to begin with. I'm still under contract. Still, still
Sorry.
speaking. Yes. And I love AEW. I think AEW is crucial. I think it is paramount for the health of the industry that AEW does well, and I want it to do well. And I think for the Hardys to do well, we are, regardless whether you love us or you hate us, once again, we've been very blessed to be looked upon as one of the greatest tag teams that have ever done it. Just because we have done so many, we the tag team ladder match, tag team table match, the TLC stuff, we made that a staple of pro wrestling, and we were involved in that. And we were, Jeff more than me, the Daredevils in those matches, right? And then we both had very good singles careers. We kept TNA alive whenever we did the whole Broken Universe and whatnot. We thrived in Ring of Honor. We've done a lot of different stuff. And I think if you have a tag team of that magnitude that has that much, it's just very important to keep them in a position where they seem where they are relevant and they look strong. They need to always look strong. I think Tony Khan did a perfect job with Sting. The way he came in, he was put in situations to succeed over and over and over again. They never minimized Sting in any way. He was always optimized to the best of his ability in any degree. And I think for us, it's different because we can win a few matches, and then we can have a program with someone, and they can beat us, and that doesn't hurt us. It never has, and it never will. I don't mind that. But like, if you take the Hardys and you have the Hardys, and the Hardys don't win a tag team match on TV for 10 or 11 months, that is not a positive. I don't think that is a positive. And that is a strong stance I'll take, because still to this day, whenever we do cons, whenever we do signings, we have one of the longest lines. We are popular. There's a ton of value in us. We're performers who are generational performers. We have people that aren't fans anymore that know who we are, that will tune in to see us if we're put in the right positions. And I will stand my ground to that, and I will die on that hill. So what I want to do, I know I only got a couple years left to do this. I want to be optimized wherever I'm at. And if I'm with Jeff, I want to be optimized as the Hardys. That is very, very important to me. And that is a fight I am willing to fight. Because if nothing else, I'll just keep my ass at home. I don't have to go back to work anymore. I've worked really hard to put myself in this position. And the other thing is, I feel like there are so many AEW fans, and this is diehard fans, that are so overly critical of things when it comes to the product. And like, when they look at some guys, even like Jericho as a guy, for instance, like Chris still kicks ass as far as in the ring. He works really hard. And sure, is he what he was 25 years ago? Of course not. But he's still extremely good. And he has the name, he has value. There's a lot of equity in Chris Jericho. Same goes for Matt and Jeff Hardy. Some people get upset or hot, like, oh, come on, get them out of here. They're not who they were. They can't. We can go out and we can be a huge benefit to any promotion. And I believe that, and that's another hill I'll die on. And I think there's a way to use us where you keep us in a position of relevancy, because we still have to win, and we have to be kept at a certain level. But we can definitely help build the future tag teams of tomorrow. And that's what both of us, myself and Jeff, we want to do. That is our goal in the big scheme of things. So that is my mindset going forward. That's what I want out of things.
I think it's funny how people will give a little more rope to other sports, but like when it comes to pro wrestling, and you even saw it with like Mercedes Moné a little bit, like about the contract rumors, like it's like, oh, pro wrestlers trying to get the most out of, whether it's signing a contract or they're trying to get the most for themselves. It's like they should be, you should be like, that's what you're in it for. Obviously, you're there to entertain fans, help the company you're working for, but you're trying to build your own brand. And I don't like, I agree with you. I'll say that much. Like, I think you should be looking out for yourself. I don't think it's a selfish thing to, want to, get the biggest contract or get the best deal for you, for your family or whatever it is. Like, so, I take social media banter with a grain of salt.
Social media, it gives everyone a voice, and that's the best thing that happened to social media. Social media, it gives everyone a voice, and that's the worst thing to happen to social media. You know, it is what it is. It's a double-edged sword.
So how is Jeff doing? I know, he's dealing with the broken nose. You mentioned he was doing some further tests, and then he had double vision from the LASIK a few months ago. Things looking better
He's doing
for
okay.
him?
Yeah, his vision issues are good. He had to have surgery on his nose. He had some issues with the sinuses, so he had surgery. So he still got 3 or 4 more weeks before he will be cleared to return.
I want to jump back to the contract stuff real quick, if you don't mind. But are you guys trying to negotiate where the contracts line up, or is that possible? Because, with injury time, he might get more time tacked on. Obviously, you said you're at the end of an existing contract.
I mean that's a conversation. Contracts are a little different right now, just because Jeff was off for a little while. So that's just a conversation I guess we'll have at some point.
Best or most memorable AEW match? I do a watch list feature where I try to get match picks. So, is there one that stands out, or maybe a few that stand out for one reason or another?
One thing that really stands out to me is the stadium stampede. I dug that, especially because it was such a weird town. That's when the pandemic, it was, we were new into the pandemic and no one really knew how dangerous COVID was and whatnot. And then we ended up having that cinematic match and there were 10 guys and it was cool. And I took a lot of pride in that one. And we did that one so quickly and it was turned around so quickly. So a lot of pride in that one. And I enjoyed doing that one. I love the first street fight that I had, where it was myself and Kenny Omega versus Sammy and Jericho. The match I had with Orange Cassidy, I liked a lot. The one where he busted my nose, I was a big fan of that match. Myself and Jeff versus the Bucks, I like that from Double or Nothing. I mean, there's been a lot of matches that I have really liked at AEW. And one thing that I really liked, which I think was underrated a lot, was whenever we ended up doing the angle with myself and Private Party, us coming back together and like reuniting after I had betrayed them or done them wrong after so long. And then like Ethan Page was able to get a hold of our contracts and we kind of had to work for him and the firm. And that the way we weave that story around, where I was trying to like take down the firm with the help of Isaiah from the inside and then trick him and then get him under contract. I really love the way that story played out, and I wish we would have gotten to finish it strong, but you don't always get what you want in pro wrestling.
At least you know how to order a bacon, egg, and cheese now, thanks to Private Party.
No, you're right. I do.
I know you know, in addition to the live show, you also have a seminar at Monster Factory that day, Friday, April 4th. Anything else you want to plug or promote before I let you go?
We're going to be doing 3 days of signing, Friday morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning. This will be myself and my brother, Jeff. Along with my wife, Queen Rebecca, and the Gothic baby is going to be there as well. She's as I say all the time, she's half ass over. People like Remy and Gothic baby, and also King Maxwell is going along with the trip. The oldest and most experienced hardy kid of the whole bunch, the guy who was on TNA program when he was a baby. So it's going to be a fun trip, and we're going to enjoy that for sure. I love having the family with me. It's enjoyable. We're doing the podcast with John, the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, at the WrestleCon Hotel. That is at 4 o'clock that day. It'll be done by 5:30 or so. You'll still be able to make all your shows that you're going to that night if you want to come. Tickets are only $25. We did that very intentionally because I know everyone is spending a ton of cash at WrestleMania, and we want to be the best value of the whole weekend. So we're doing $25 for tickets, and it's going to be so fun. We're going to have some special guests. We're going to talk about TLC matches. I'm going to share stories that I've never told before, which is going to be cool. There's going to be Q&A. It's going to be very, very interactive. And then we're going to take a break for a couple hours, probably have some dinner. And then we're heading across the river to the Monster Factory. And we are doing a more or less a podcast, which is going to be a virtual seminar. I am inviting, we are inviting anyone who is actively in the industry. If you're a wrestler, male, female, if you're a referee, if you're a commentator, if you're a ring announcer, whatever your job is, if you're in the pro wrestling industry, this is open to you. Anyone who works at the Monster Factory or trains at the Monster Factory, they are free to come. But we are doing a deal where I'm going to open my mind and heart up to each and every one of the people that attend, and I'm going to take my 32 years of experience and lay it out there and let them know what I think is best case scenarios for trying to move forward in this industry. And that's kind of the goal of this thing. And then we're going to end up packaging that as a podcast, which will air as one of our weekly Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcasts.
All right. Catch the show Friday mornings. Extreme Life of Matt Hardy with Matt and John. And if you're in Philadelphia, go check out the con, the live show, and the seminar if you're in the business. Thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate it. And I'll let you get back to your kids, your family, and have a good night.
You got it. Thank you so much. Very excited to see everyone in Philly. And if you make it out to the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy at 4 p.m. at the WrestleCon Hotel, I promise you it's going to be an experience you won't regret. You're going to love it.